Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan Mikaniv.
Hey everybody, this is Ryan Mikaniv and Janet, the Caregiver's Toolbox. We didn't even give you warning last week, but we obviously updated our intro with a professional voiceover person, so hopefully you are into it. And let's get going on this week's topic. We are talking about dehydration and obviously how that affects seniors. So what's going on, Janet? And tell me about the first cause of the first topic we're going to talk about, which are the causes of dehydration.
Well, with the elderly, there can be a number of things that cause dehydration. One of the major ones is medication, some antidepressants, some blood pressure medications. They can cause dehydration. Another is mobility. People just either don't feel steady or they don't want to get up out of that comfy chair, and so they don't get up and get something to drink. And people with dementia sometimes just forget. So they don't think to get something to drink. And another thing is, as we get older, you know, a lot of people have heart issues, people have lung issues, people can have kidney function issues. And if your kidney is having some issues, that can also result in dehydration.
Yeah, I've always found it unbelievable how, almost unbelievable, because it is believable, but almost unbelievable how quickly older adults can dehydrate and how fast it comes on where, you know, if you're not drinking enough water, it's happens quickly.
Yep, the standard rule of thumb is if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Yep.
And you see, you know, you watch the professional athletes, you watch football players on the sideline, and you're thinking, my gosh, they're drinking gallons and gallons of water. How can they do that? But then you find out on a hot day, they'll tell you how much they sweat it out. And elderly people, as we age, our skin gets thinner, and you know, our whole metabolism changes, and we get dehydrated. We get dry skin, and we lose that very valuable fluid in our body.
Absolutely. And I know that, like, when I go to the gym, when I get back, I'll sometimes do a before and after. And it's stunning when, you know, you have a heavy workout for 1 hour and you're down like 4 pounds, and you know it's all water weight, because it's not like you lost 4 pounds of fat in 1 hour. I mean, I wish that was possible, but
that would be nice.
So along with the new format and the new intro, we are going to do a little couple ad reads. So we promote this podcast on Facebook through some ads. So if you are in the Lexington, Massachusetts area, or for lack of a better town, Boston area, and you are in need of private home care services, even if you don't need private home care services and you just have questions to ask, we're happy to do that. Give us a ring at 781-862-3300. We are Minute Women Home Care. Again, 781-862-3300. What do you think, Janet? Was that too painful to listen through for all the information we're giving away?
No, I think that was a good price for it.
Fair enough. So let's get into the second topic, which are going to be signs and symptoms of dehydration in older people.
Two of the most common signs and symptoms. Number one is confusion. And a lot of people think they see someone that's older and they're confused and they think they have dementia. But oftentimes it can just be that they are dehydrated, because you lose that fluid in your brain and your brain's working harder. When you get really thirsty, you can forget. Have you ever sat through, like, remember in school when you'd be studying during finals or whatever, and you were just all of a sudden feeling, you know, disoriented or something, and it's because you weren't having enough to drink? And I'm not talking about the beer after the exam. I'm talking about having the fluids to keep your brain working. The other one is a drop in blood pressure. And I went through this just recently. My dad was telling me that he goes to a cardiac rehab program, and all of a sudden his blood pressure was low, and they check it throughout the course of the session, and they told him, go get a couple glasses of water, which he did. And then a few minutes later, they checked it again, and he was right back where he ought to be. So it's one of those things that you can have a quick turnaround. So you really need to pay attention to it and keep yourself well.
Well, one of the things that we talked about in an earlier episode was how marijuana is going to get into assisted living facilities, right? And what's that going to cause? And that has nothing to do necessarily with dehydration, but you brought up a great point of, you know, not having the beer after the exam. Well, you know, if dehydration is such an important thing to worry about, more and more assisted livings have like full bars, or they have bars where you can have a happy hour, because an assisted living is not a nursing home. It is a new environment in which a person can live, and a lot of these people want to have a whiskey at the end of the day, or want to have a glass of wine, or want to have one beer, maybe two, maybe three. I'm sure there are people that have many more than three beers in assisted living.
That's right.
And that's got to affect, I mean, we all know it affects dehydration, because we've all woken up with a dry mouth or a headache, and that all comes from all the water, because alcohol is a diuretic. I mean, that's going to affect with assisted livings as well, and the challenges you have as a employee there with beer and wine and hard liquor being around.
It's a brave new world for the elderly.
I guess maybe we don't have to do those reads, because those ad reads, because so many people are going to fall from drinking too much,
having a good time.
That's right. But I mean, that's one of the things that pops up, is like, you know, that stuff that just didn't happen before, and now it's happening. So before we get into topic three, we just wanted to remind people that if you go on Facebook, that is a new social media that we are trying to communicate with our fans. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if you have feedback, and you want to hear about specific topics that you want to cover in this podcast, go to our Facebook, like, and send us a message on what you want to hear. And if you don't mind, however you listen to this, whether it's Google, iTunes, Stitcher, or something else that I'm not aware of, hit a subscribe button and give us a review. That really helps us out. We'd appreciate as many full star reviews as we can get. So to finish it off with topic three, what do we do to help keep our seniors hydrated?
You make it as easy as possible for them to have a sip of something, as of always having a glass on hand with some juice in it. And a lot of people don't know your taste tasty than it was before. So something like ginger ale. Some people like flat ginger ale. You don't want it too hot. You don't want it too cold. And as much as caffeine has a diuretic component, a cup of tea is something. So, and they will feel warm with that. But you want to keep things around that are convenient. You want to keep containers for someone that lives alone that aren't too heavy. You know, the idea of the gallon of orange juice is cheaper in bulk, but maybe grandma can't pick it up
to
open it. You're better off if you buy the big one, pour it into something small. But make sure they have every opportunity to take sips of things throughout the day.
Absolutely. And you can very easily make powdered iced tea or powdered, you know, lemonade. And if somebody wants that, those sweet items,
cranberry juice,
yeah,
that helps with UTIs, which is a whole nother topic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, UTIs are a fun one around here.
That's the Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, another thing that people can think about on what to do is that I remember reading online that what's the recommended amount? It's like 8 cups a day or 8 glasses.
8 glasses, yeah.
Like, and people kind of said, hey, listen, it's all well and great, but the fact of the matter is you don't really need 8 glasses a day, because you get, you know, people are taking that almost too literally. Like, oh, I need to get my 8 glasses of water a day, which meant was the equivalent of 8 glasses of water a day into your body. And what I'm bringing up is you might have fruits. I mean, I know we're out of the summer part of the time, but you have things like watermelons or anything with melon in it.
Yeah.
Any of those fruits that we all know of that have a lot of juice and water in it, like apples, those all will carry nutrients and food and water into the body to be used to continue hydrating it. So for those
soups,
of you,
soups, and like you said, melon, even some sherbets.
Absolutely. And you know, I think even with those sodas or even with teas or caffeine type drinks. I'm not positive on this, but I believe that they're still net positives, right?
Yep.
So you drink a big coffee, yeah, you're going to get caffeine, which dehydrates you, quote unquote, but it doesn't dehydrate you the full amount of liquid that you just ingested into your
right.
body. So, you know, it's you know, basically what I'm trying to say is don't get the funnel in the mouth and start putting down a gallon of water down mom and dad's throat when there are other ways about going about it.
And it's the little sips throughout the day. I mean, as much as I could chug a large cappuccino first thing in the morning, that's not what I'd recommend for an older family member. But if you just, you know, make a habit out of doing it all the time. And there are some people that are afraid of drinking too much because they think they're going to need the bathroom too much. And for some people, that can be an issue. And that's another topic for another day of how you deal with incontinence. But the fact is that they need the fluids or they're just going to shrink up like a little raisin. And we don't want that.
You don't want that. And excuse me, dehydration can lead to those falls, which we spoke about in a previous episode. And falls are really one of the most dangerous things that can happen with the senior. So keep people hydrated. Everybody should be hydrated, but especially our seniors. And then you'll hopefully mitigate the issue of falls with that specific circumstances.
Definitely helps.
Awesome. Well, Janet, thank you. We'll see everybody on the next podcast. I'm trying to put out them every single week, if not a Blitz podcast every once in a while as well. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Have a great day.